Hello, this doctor, Evgenia Goldstein, dictating a procedure report on Miss Edliana Perez. Last name is P-E-R-E-Z. First name is Edliana, E-D-L-I-A-N-A. Date of birth is 9-3-2004. Date of procedure is October 4, 2023. Position is Evgenia Goldstein, DO. Procedure performed is EGD with biopsies, period, number 2, colonoscopy with cold forceps biopsy, period. Indication is bloating, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Period. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy. Well explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral tacheus position, sedated, spray anesthesia service. Open parenthesis, monitor anesthesia care, close parenthesis, period. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained of the cardiac air suction from the stomach forward droplet scope. The patient was then turned around in a lateral position as equal rock to his lamb was normal. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope is introduced into the esophagus and under direct vision to the cecum, which was identified. Very scratch out, which shows advanced to the terminal ileum, period. The cecum was identified with the presence of the appendiceal or cecal valve and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the TI cecum, ileal cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. A retroflex was obtained. Believe that a retroflex was not obtained of the rectum as the patient had a small rectal canal, period. Bowel preparation was good. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number 1, on upper endoscopy, patient had regular Z-line at 37 centimeters from the bite block, period. The gastric mucosa was unremarkable, period. It was biopsied for H. pylori, period. The duodenum up until D3 appeared unremarkable, period. It was biopsied to rule out celiac disease, period. Otherwise, unremarkable endoscopy, period. Number 2, at colonoscopy, there was evidence of some irregularity to the mucosa, period. It appeared patchy with scattered white spots throughout, period. Left, right, and transverse colon biopsies were obtained to rule out microscopic colitis, period. The TI was biopsied as well, given diarrhea, period. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology, period. Please follow up in office as previously scheduled, period. Next line. Next colonoscopy at age 45, period. Next line. We discussed her bloating and abdominal pain, period. She reports that the low-FODMAP diet is helpful to her, period. We discussed trial of IB guard, which she will obtain over the counter. Period.